It's all about the recession. Are we going into another recession? What's going to happen? What should you be doing to prepare? Neil Godfrey, New York Times bestseller. She's the chairman of the Children Financial Network. Neil, what do you think about this?
Well, frankly, I think we're in a recession. It's a different type of recession. But we never know when we're in it until we look back. So if we really looked at this, we have what is called a demand pull inflation situation. And that means that demand is greater than supply. We know that we have rampant inflation, 8.6%. That's a little bit scary. And what's happening now is the Fed is reacting to this very rapidly. A 0.75% increase is like, whoa, kind of a slap in the face. And that means, hey, folks, we're in a recession.
Neil, I'm going to be totally fine. I've already got my recession helmet that I put together with tinfoil and duct tape. So I'm getting ready.
Okay.
I'm ready for tomorrow.
Chewing gum.
Right.
You need chewing gum. You need chewing gum in there.
I'll add it to my list. So what are the things that we can do, regular people, to get prepared for something like this that, you know, seems inevitably that it's coming or is here?
Well, we have to do what makes sense. Stop spending. I mean, what we're doing is we are spending like crazy. We did la, la, la. COVID's over. We can get out there. We have all this pent-up demand. Get out there and spend. Stop it. Just stop it. Now, other thing is, do not look at your 401k. Step away from the media in terms of the panic. Do not sell. If you do not need the cash, don't sell. Frankly, this is the time to buy. I know you're going to have to take the helmet off to go do that. And the stuff that you buy, don't buy the speculative stuff. Do the stuff that you know that's going to be around when we come out of recession. And you know those companies. We could have a conversation about that. You know what they are. If you've got some cash, invest.
Hold on. I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are.
Anna would like to know.
I would like to know.
Right now. She's missed out on some things in the past, so she'd like to know.
Yeah, that I don't, you know, I don't give specific stock tips because then all you can do is be wrong. But you do know. You do know what your phone is. You do know where you're dialing into. You know who delivers your packages.
Oh, good. I like those clues. Like they're like dumb enough that I can figure it out.
Yeah. Are those good clues?
Yes, thank
okay,
you,
they're
Neil.
All A words.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Exactly. The big thing is start to belt tighten. You don't know what's going to happen right now. By the way, we have amazing, amazing unemployment. But do not count on the fact that your employer is going to say, hey, I'm going to keep paying those big bonuses. That is going to start to ratchet down. Try to live on one income if you can, if you're partnered up. Try to belt tighten. Don't do the stupid stuff. But the big thing is that if you were thinking of buying a home, mm-hmm. and if you think you need a mortgage, go do it right now. The rates are going to go up.
Not for nothing, Neil, you said that, and I feel like I want to throw up because it's like I keep saying, like, oh, I need to wait till next year. But now with everything that's happening, all signs say don't do that.
No, because frankly, we don't know what next year is. And because it's a lag and because, you know, things slow down and it takes a long time to figure it out.
Neil Godfrey, you can find her online at neilgodfrey.com. And you can pick up her books there, too.
I'll make you both helmets.
I need a helmet.